Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. Alpha Design Group and Lori McMarin and staff in Greeley remind all community members the average shelf life of blood is only 42 days. A steady flow of blood is needed for accident victims, sick children, surgery patients, and members of the military. There is no substitute for blood. A shortage can mean loss of life. This message is from Alpha Design Group and Lori McMurrin and staff in Greeley. Call 970-352-4194. They're urging you to be a silent hero. Donate blood today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and, this morning we're going to do open lines and look forward to your call. Talk radio requires somebody to talk to. Our number, of course, is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524, but we see food prices rising in the United States. Why are they rising? Well, because basically we're doing everything we can to force the price of food upward. How are we doing that? Well, here in California, they've shut down agriculture in the Central Valley of California, one of the greatest sources of food and fruit for our country, in fact, for the whole world. But they've shut production down there almost totally by cutting off the water to the farmers. And the fields are fallow. The unemployment rate there in some areas is 30%. And as a result, why, when you go to the store and you buy whatever it would be in the way of fruits or vegetables, you'll notice how often they come from other countries. It's a planned program to shift agricultural production to other countries to build up their economy and destroy our economy here. But we can't tell the American people that. We have to tell them, oh, it's that three-inch smelt. Oh, my goodness, we got to save the three-inch smelt. No, it is the conscious, organized, orchestrated effort to destroy the agricultural foundation of fruits and vegetables here in the United States. So we're still growing a lot of corn and wheat and other products, but certainly some of the specialty items. So somebody called in yesterday and saying they'd gone to the store and pickles were on sale, sweet pickles, bread and butter pickles. But when he looked at them, I think they were made in Brazil. They were grown in Brazil and bottled in Brazil or Indonesia, one of the two. Why? Because we've intentionally sending our agriculture production overseas, certainly where I live, very close to Gilroy, used to be the garlic capital of the world. Garlic capital of the world is in China now. They've intentionally shifted agricultural production overseas. You see, at one time we had tariffs and things to protect our agriculture, but we could still compete, so they had to simply cut the water off to the farmers. Another thing we're doing to drive up the price of food is to subsidize ethanol. Ethanol is supposed to be added to our gasoline because we're running out of oil and we want to become energy independent. So we use 40% of our corn crop here in the United States for producing ethanol. Now, not a very good fuel. It's certainly nowhere near as good as gasoline. It's destructive to the engines. They wear out sooner. It has to be subsidized because economically it's not feasible to use corn to produce ethanol to put in gasoline. But, of course, that's perfectly all right. We can't let the American people know that. In fact, we're doing this all throughout the world, and these ideas have gone to other countries. Kava is for coconut oil. All sorts of other things are being used to produce ethanol, which is driving up the cost of food throughout the world. And certainly In 2008, there were food riots in 30 countries, and one of the big reasons for the social unrest in Egypt and Tunisia and throughout so much of the Muslim world is the rising price of food generated by the United States intentionally so there would be food riots throughout the world. We're actually, of course, starving people throughout the world by driving up the cost of food, but they can't let the American people understand what's really going on. For instance, have you ever wondered why we want to use mercury light bulbs? If you break a mercury light bulb, the fluorescent light bulbs, why you have to have your house fumigated? Of course, you don't have to. You can just get mercury intoxication. There is no safe level of mercury. If you break a mercury light bulb in your home, it's going to contaminate your home. It's going to have to be decontaminated, and it'll be an expensive proposition for you. Why would we do this? Well, the light bulbs burn longer. Well, they really don't burn longer. They burn longer if you don't turn them off. If you leave them on full time, they will burn longer. But if you turn them off and on, at least in my household, where we've put fluorescent light bulbs in and incandescent light bulbs at the same time, why, the incandescent ones usually burn longer than the fluorescent ones. But the fluorescent ones are terribly expensive. They cost about $4 each to produce, but don't you worry, they're being subsidized by the government so we can shift production to China. They're all made in communist China. We shift production in China so we can close down our factories in America. Why do you want to close down the production of light bulbs in the United States? Why, very, very simply. Why, we want a certainly equitable distribution of wealth among nations. We want to build up the economic status in China and lower the living status here. That is the plan. It's written up in the Earth Charter. You can read the Earth Charter. You know, it's written by David Rockefeller's nephew, Stephen Rockefeller, calls for equitable distribution of wealth among nations. When you understand that, you understand why corporations that move overseas don't have to pay any corporate taxes. Well, you see, you can manipulate companies and people by the tax codes. If you want people to have their production here in the United States, you charge them higher corporate taxes if they move overseas. If you want them to move overseas, they don't have to pay any corporate taxes. Wouldn't you like, of course, to be able to get away without paying any income tax? Here in the United States, the corporate tax is 35%. If you work in China, corporate tax is zero. Where do you think corporations are going to move? That's why we've intentionally exported 8.5 million jobs overseas. Why, between 40 and 42 million companies have closed down here in the United States. It's an intentional effort to produce or to shift production and business out of the United States. And this is, of course, one reason why we're in the recession. Well, our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you and get your thoughts. Is this really true? Is this the basis of American policy? Of course it is. We can't let the stupid American people know, though it's been planned for a long time. If you've never read the New Order of the Barbarians transcript, you need to get it. Available to pay the visit. We'll be right back.
Alpha Plastics and Design in Fort Collins reminds listeners, consider giving the gift of life. Donate blood. Remember, the average shelf life of blood is only 42 days. A steady flow of blood is needed for accident victims, sick children, surgery patients, and members of the military. There is no substitute for blood. A shortage can mean loss of life. This message from Alpha Plastics and Design, 201 Rome Court in Fort Collins. Reminding everyone, life is the most precious gift you can give. So please, donate blood today.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, our number, 877-254-7524, that's 1-877-254-7524. If you agree or disagree, give us a call. But for years, our program, the program of the invisible government, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, has always been, of course, to shift production overseas, to raise living standards in other countries. So eventually, of course, we could all be merged together in this wonderful utopian government they're planning. And that's why the plan was basically laid out, we know probably before 1969, but we know what it was in 1969 because a member of the Order, he called himself a member of the Order, his name was Dr. Richard Day, and he was the medical director of Planned Parenthood. He was formerly a professor at the University of Pittsburgh, and he'd been an instructor there. He'd been an instructor of Dr. Dunnigan, and I had a chance to talk to Dr. Dunnigan before he died. I might mention at a very young age. But Dr. Dunnigan had actually heard Dr. Day give a talk back in 1969, where he told a group of doctors, I'm going to tell you what the future holds. And then he laid out the whole plan that too many people in the world were going to have to create new diseases to kill off lots of them. We have treatments for cancer. We're going to keep those treatments locked up so that people will die of cancer. They have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. But one of the things he talked about were the trade policies, how we were going to intentionally shift our production. Now, this is 1969, and he's talking about to Japan. This was long before they'd opened up the relationships with communist China, and the decision was made to shift large parts of our industrial production to communist China. But in 1969, the plan was to build up the Japanese economy. As you know, Japan until recently was the second largest economy in the world. It was specifically to build better cars in Japan than you build here in the United States. And we would build cars here in the United States. A lot of the parts would be in plastic and they'd break. The Japanese cars would be very well so that people would prefer a Japanese car. They would run, several hundred thousand miles before they had to be disposed of, whereas the American cars were run with built-in obsolescence, so they'd wear out, 75 to 100,000 miles. You'd have to replace them, and pretty soon people would get the idea, well, I want a Japanese car because it's going to hold up so much better. This is what my mechanic told me when I asked him the car to buy. He said, well, I hate to say it, but buy a Honda or buy a Toyota. They built so ever so much better, and they are. That was intentional. They knew what they were doing. They wanted to shift automobile production over to Japan, and so much production in Japan. Japan was allowed to discriminate against American imports into their country, whereas we had no discrimination against Japanese imports into ours. And every year, why, of course, our trade representatives would complain and the Japanese would promise to correct the situation. But it was all part of the plan to encourage imports into our country and discourage the American exports, because we can produce, or we could at one time produce things so much cheaper and better than other countries. And that had to change so that we would change the pattern. And, of course, we do the same thing with China and Korea, for instance. We don't export many cars to South Korea. And the reason is because if you live in South Korea and you buy an American car, you immediately get audited by the tax people, the counterpart of the IRS. And everybody knows that. So why buy an American car and get audited? And they have other things. Of course, they did have a much higher tariff. They had a tariff on the import of American cars. We had a slight tariff on the import of their cars, but it was very, very low. Why? Because we wanted to import cars from South Korea and build up their economy. But you can't tell the American people the real goal of the elitists who run our country, because their goal has always been to raise the production and the living standards in other countries so we could lower the living standards here. And that's exactly what they're doing now. And if you doubt that, and I hope we've mentioned this before, but I hope you've checked me out, or you will, you need to read the article by Richard Haass, the president of the Council on Foreign Relations, America's Invisible Government. And remember, the CFR is a front for a secret society created in 1891 by Cecil Rhodes. That's covered on pages 951 and 952 of Professor Quigley's classic book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. But Richard Haass, president of the CFR, writing in the November-December issue of a Foreign Affairs magazine, talks about how we're going to bring lower living standards in America, how we're going to bring austerity to America, how wars are used to lower the living standards and to destroy great nations. Well, why do you think we're fighting in Afghanistan today? I mean, what are we going to accomplish if we win the war in Afghanistan? Will we accomplish more than Alexander the Great did? He was the last person, I think, to conquer Afghanistan, and that was only on a very temporary basis. And other countries have tried to conquer Afghanistan. They've all lost, and the Soviets tried, and they lost, and the British had tried, and they lost, and we're going to lose, too. They know that. They're just sending our boys over there to kill off a large part of our military, or send the young, courageous American boys home, crippled either psychologically or physically, and to expend countless hundreds of billions of dollars as we drain off the wealth of America so we can impoverish this country. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you common folks to know. The invisible government wants to destroy this nation. What did we accomplish in Iraq? Did we end up with all the oil there? No. We gave a lot of foreign oil companies, of course also part of the Brotherhood of Darkness, access to Iraqis' oil. We destroyed the secular society. We converted it from a nation where Christians could leave in peace to a nation which has Sharia law, where Christians will be driven out, we're going to do the same thing in Egypt, where Christians in the past, the Coptic Christians, have been able to live there. But now, of course, now that we've overthrown the existing government, I'm sure the Muslim Brotherhood will take over, the countries will move into Sharia law, and then they can discriminate against the Christians, because that's the real purpose of the Brotherhood of Darkness. They hate Christianity. That's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and the Bible out of our schools and told our young people there are no standards. Do whatever you want to. You determine what's right and wrong. And, of course, we would never post the Ten Commandments in our schools that tell our children that they shouldn't kill In fact, the Supreme Court held that if we posted the Ten Commandments in our schools, the children might read them. If they read them, they might meditate upon them. If they meditated upon them, they might obey them, and that would be a violation of the separation of church and state. And then we wonder why we have gang killings and why we have crime, why we have more Americans per capita in prison in America than any other nation in the world. One in every 100 adults is in prison today. One of every 33 American adults is in prison, probation, or parole today. And why? Because we did away with our moral standards. We took God out of our schools, and we introduced evolution, and we taught our young people that the Bible was wrong. After all, if evolution is true, the Bible has to be a lie. There are no moral standards. You do what you want to do. You do whatever you want to do. And then permeating every aspect of our society, of course, is this obsession with sex and violence and all sorts of horrible things. Pornography, of course, is rampant. Before, of course, we could local communities could outlaw pornography. You can't do it today. You can go up on the Internet. You can watch pornography 24 hours a day. And those ideas get into your mind, and then you want to carry out these fantasies. And then we wonder why violent sex crimes are on the rise across America. Today, in the United States, one in every three young black men between 21 and 31 is in prison, probation, or parole. Part of that is the water fluoridation using the hydrofluor salicylic acid, which leads to lead intoxication, primarily in blacks, much more so than in whites. And they get, of course, lead encephalopathy. And then, of course, it leads to rage and criminal activity. They know what's going on. And that's the work of Dr. Roger Masters at Dartmouth University. This information is available. In fact, you can get it from Radio Liberty. For a donation, we'll send you copies of his scientific papers talking about the relationship between the use of hydrofluor salicylic acid in the water and of course, the criminal activity in blacks. It's all worked out scientifically. They know. They just don't want you to know what they're doing. There is a plan to destroy this nation. There is a plan to bring about a one-world government, a one-world religion, to destroy Christianity, and then install a world leader, and it's well on its way. But it involves, of course, initially destroying the moral fabric of this society, destroying the economic base of this society, and the economic base of this society is effectively been destroyed. In fact, those of you who've heard my interviews with Lindsay Williams know he talked about how by the end of 2012 he was told by Ken Fromm, who had been the former CEO of Atlantic Richfield and certainly part and parcel of the Brotherhood of Darkness, although not at the upper echelons, but certainly was Ken Fromm was well aware of this. He was told Lindsay, by the end of 2012, the dollar would be dead. What does he mean? The dollar will cease to be the reserve currency of the world. Why is that important? Well, very simply because America is simply printing up all these worthless dollars and flooding them into the world, acting totally irresponsibly. Because, of course, we've created inflation by creating new money, and then we've exported that to other countries. We use that to buy products from other countries, and, of course, then we inflate their economy, not our economy. The number of dollars doesn't increase that dramatically. Here it increases throughout the world, drives up their prices, and then, of course, it impoverishes their people. Well, Joseph Stiglitz, it was just this last weekend at the new Bretton Woods meeting that was held at Bretton Woods, just within the last week to 10 days, Joe Stiglitz, a professor of economics at Columbia University, said, we need a new reserve currency. What's he talking about? Doing away with the dollar as the reserve currency of the world. The dollar will be dead. It will no longer longer be the world reserve currency. It will simply become another currency, perhaps along with half a dozen others, or perhaps a gold-backed currency. Who knows? But when that happens, of course, the value of everything you have worked for your entire life will be halved, or perhaps only worth 20%. And what a wonderful vehicle to get out. The government won't have to pay your Social Security. Oh, they'll pay you, of course, but it'll only be worth 20 cents on the dollar. The same thing with your insurance policy. You've paid into all of your life, or your annuity, or your life savings that, you know, you've invested for your retirement. You're going to live out your retirement in poverty. That is going to happen because they're going to destroy the value of our currency as they build up the economies throughout the world, destroy our economy, but even more than that, destroy the value of our currency. Well, this is Open Lines, and we're supposed to have talk radio, so we need people to call in. We need someone to talk to. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. It's up to you to call in here, and if you have a disagree, if you don't believe these things are happening, if you don't believe there's a master plan behind this, you need to get the transcript. We have it available. The New Order of the Barbarian. Listen to the interviews of Fort Hickson. Give us a call.
All Suites in Fort Collins reminds everyone, pull together and donate blood today. If your health permits, please give blood now and again as often as you can. The shelf life of blood is only 42 days, and there must be a steady flow of donations to meet the demands of accident victim surgery patients and members of our military. This is a reminder courtesy of All Suites in Fort Collins. Satisfy your sweet tooth by stopping at 3307 South College Avenue, where they're encouraging everyone to donate blood today.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA. Gift of the Earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Now is the time to reserve your Passover tickets and join us for an awesome evening Monday, April the 18th at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah Yeshua Jesus. Tickets are $30 for adults, $20 for 10 to 12-year-olds, $15 for 6 to 9-year-olds, and 5 and under are free. Deadline is Friday, April the 8th, no exceptions. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations or mail your check to Beth Messiah Congregation, care of Sharon, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. See you at Passover.
Well, I just stand here at the American Freedom Network. I was open line, but it was 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Ben Bernanke is the man who runs our economy. Remember, for Barack Obama is simply a figurehead, just as George Bush was a figurehead and Bill Clinton was a figurehead. Oh, they were the ones, of course, we thought were running the country, but basically the country is run by the financial interest. Of course, they set our interest rates. They determine whether our economy booms or whether it contracts. And, of course, they set the inflation rate. We're not supposed to have inflation. We're supposed to have a stable currency, but we don't. The plan is to destroy the value of our currency, and that's exactly what's going on now. Ben Bernanke is intentionally creating inflation, and inflation is totally destructive for society. Well, our number is 877-254-7524. We have a caller, and who's on the line?
Hi. Hi, this is John from Kersey.
Hey, how you doing, John?
Good, Dr. Stan. Enjoy your show and have for a long time. We've been lucky to have KHNC here in northern Colorado for almost 20 years now. And
we really are fortunate to have it. There are not very many stations like this available.
No, it's a rarity for sure. And if you travel around the country, you find out just, you know, how rare it is. By traveling around and tuning into different AM and FM stations, there's very few that are even close to these guys. What I called about was, you know, you're talking about how the slow takeover of the country has occurred, and since becoming aware of, you know, the forces of darkness, or, you know, the global government gang, however you want to describe them, myself and other people that know what's going on have, you know, tried to tell friends and relatives about what's coming, and nobody, well, I'm not going to say nobody, but very few people have really listened carefully and taken it seriously. And, you know, just over the last 20 years, there's been a tremendous change in our economy and in the social structure of the country, and I think it's become pretty obvious, or it should be pretty obvious to most people out there about what has happened, but yet you still don't see very many people getting involved. And I think that we're destined to suffer the consequences of this, and it's almost, you know, biblical in its proportion.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I think there's a spiritual blindness out there. I think a lot of people are being intentionally blinded. But our job is not to get them to see. Our job is to tell them what's going on and to try to put this in a way that is believable. And as things get worse, and I can guarantee they're going to get worse, in fact, they're going to get worse very rapidly, people are going to remember what you said. So your job is to bring out the information. Your job is to raise questions. I mean, it's sort of like, you know, have you seen that wonderful interview with Jesse Ventura and George Stephanopoulos up on YouTube, where Jesse's written a new book. It's called 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. One of them tells about the stand-down order on 9/11. In other words, they were not allowed to launch any planes to intercept the hijacked planes that morning. And he has other things in there about, you know, a manual for the CIA on how to carry out assassins. And Stephanopoulos is saying, oh, well, of course, I mean, you don't really think the government lied to us about 9/11, do you? And Jesse Ventura looked at him and said, of course they do. I mean, they lied to us about Vietnam. I was there. I fought there. You know, and 58,000 American boys died. And Robert McNamara, I was at Harvard, where I heard Robert McNamara admit the Gulf of Tonkin incident didn't occur. Why should I be surprised that they would lie to us when they wanted to get us into a war in the Middle East? Beautiful reply. Stephanopoulos tries to justify the CIA assassin manual. Well, isn't it sometimes justified to to kill people in or who are enemies of the state. And Jesse Ventura replies, yes, but who makes a decision? Who lives and who dies? You have to learn how to frame this into a way. Just challenge people, you know, about the things that we know are certain, and assure them that there's an organized effort to destroy the value of their currency so they will live out their life in poverty. They may not want to listen to what you say. I know I didn't want to really believe the truth about what happened on September 11th until I watched Building 7 come down about 10 times and saw how the center of the building, the roof, caved in first. And that's characteristic of a controlled demolition. I didn't want to believe these things that I tell you every day now on a regular basis. But eventually, if you analyze it and think about it, you have to accept there really is organized evil out there. If you can get them to either read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or to watch the DVD, you know, I'm not a great speaker, but the message is accurate. And
Dr. Stan, I would encourage you to come back to Denver on the air to Peter Boyle's show. He's on from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central or Mountain Standard Time, and he's become fairly conservative over the years, but he still has a hard time believing that the government could, you know, be involved in a lot of this stuff, although he does have a somewhat open mind. The last time you were on his show, he had a lot of pretty positive responses from that. I would encourage you to come back, be on his show again, and also introduce him to Agenda 21, because Agenda 21 is a key to all of this, and he needs to hear more about that. He's got a huge audience. He's the number one morning show in Denver, and you'd do a lot of good by coming back to his show.
Well, why don't you just call there and ask him to have me on again? I'd be glad to come on any time, but I can't go onto his program unless he asks me.
Sure.
Call him, and we'll be glad to talk about Agenda 21. And more people are learning about Agenda 21, and so much of what's going on today doesn't make any sense. You know, this whole idea to drive up the cost of gasoline intentionally to get us out of our cars. And
yet, so many different ways that that Agenda 21 affects us negatively. Property rights, water rights, and availability. It's insidious.
Basically, if once you understand Agenda 21, you're going to understand why they're raising the price of gasoline when there is no shortage of oil. I mean, it's all contrived. A world is awash with oil. America has more oil than probably the rest of the world put together, and yet, of course, we're not allowed to develop it because they want to drive up the price of gasoline because that helps to get us out of our cars. When you understand that, it all makes sense. Hey, do you want to stay on through the break, or are you... We do have another caller, so we'll be back in just a moment. Again, our number 877-254.
Design Group and Lori McMarron and staff in Greeley remind all community members the average shelf life of blood is only 42 days. A steady flow of blood is needed for accident victims, sick children, surgery patients, and members of the military. There is no substitute for blood. A shortage can mean loss of life. This message is from Alpha Design Group and Lori McMurrin and staff in Greeley. Call 970-352-4194. They're urging you to be a silent hero. Donate blood today.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
There's a trend underway at America's farms, ranches, and rodeos, and that trend is to Tartar Farm and Ranch, the nation's number one manufacturer of farm and ranch equipment. Tartar offers hundreds of top-quality American-made products for ranchers, ropers, hunters, and every type of farmer, horses, cattle, or goats, for work, for hobby, or both. Visit TartarFarmAndRanch.com for all of our products and a dealer near you. Tartar Farm and Ranch, working harder since 1945.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. Is John still with us, or do we have the other caller with us? Yeah, go right ahead. Who's on the line there?
Dr. Stan, this is Maureen.
Oh, hi,
and
Maureen.
I would like to say to your previous caller, John, that I am heart to heart with him. And yes, it is very discouraging to tell people for years what's going on, and it appears that some don't listen, but actually some do. And my experience over 50 years in this cause is that some will listen, some will turn around, some will get active and just keep telling them. And
well, you know,
my,
Maureen,
my subject today is the school lunch thing in Chicago. That is a total... I know you would have a lot to say about that. I have seen school lunches here for years, and they are absolute. I mean, if you gave the children cardboard for lunch, it would be better for them than what is going into the lunches in the schools these days. And to have it outlawed for parents to be able to pack their own child a school lunch is... I'd like to hear what you have to say about that, Dr. Stan. I am just weeping over the brain damage that is being done, and the heart damage, and the diabetes that is being caused in advance in these children in the school lunches today. I'd like to hear your comments.
No,
I'm weeping.
I really don't know.
I'm weeping. I'm sorry. I can't help it. I'm weeping.
I know how deeply you feel. Well, we know they're poisoning our kids. They're poisoning them with aspartame in the Diet Coke and the Diet Cola and in the chewing gum and the, so many of the things that the children are taking in their medication. Aspartame is in most or so many of the pre-prepared foods, and people have to know how to look for it. And they disguise it with all sorts of names like natural flavoring and things like that. And anytime you see natural flavoring, you ought to be very, very suspicious. Yeah, they're poisoning our kids. I mean, I took a brown bag to school every day, and that was my lunch, you know. My mom made the sandwich in the morning, and it was a lot cheaper. But no, we've got to be concerned about the children. We're so concerned about the children, we're going to give them vaccines laden with mercury. And, of course, that's the influenza vaccine. We took the mercury out of the childhood vaccines, and then we mandated the mercury influenza vaccine. So by the time they got to be 18, they get twice as much mercury as they used to get. That has caused all the problems. We're poisoning the children with water fluoridation. We're poisoning the children with vaccines. We're poisoning the children, certainly with the hydrofluorosilicic acid added to the water, of course, which increases the level of lead in the brain and leads to lead encephalopathy. They know exactly what they're doing. Parents would be outraged if they knew that their children were being intentionally poisoned. I share your concern, Maureen, but don't get discouraged. The Tea Party movement is a manifestation of what we've been doing for a long time. A lot of the people in the Tea Party don't know what's wrong, but they know something is wrong. And our job is to educate them. We got almost 100 new members of Congress because of the Tea Party movement And the other side is frightened to death that the people are beginning to wake up. Certainly Alex Jones is doing a great job, and George Riley is doing a great job, and Rince is doing a great job. Even Glenn Beck did a great job. And, of course, he, as you know, he had Ed Griffin on his program talking about the creature from Jekyll Island and the central banking and the way the central banks run the world. And within 10 days, why, Glenn Beck would no longer run television. You don't dare tell the truth, but at least on programs like this, we are getting the truth out. Incidentally, I do have an opportunity to pick up several news stations in Salt Lake on my evening program for $300 a month. If anybody could pitch in and help us specifically for that, or $400 a month is what they offered, but that's 2 hours every evening and an option for some of the other stations on this other network. If anybody could pitch in and help or would like to advertise with us, would love to have the help. Anything else, Maureen, before we let you go? We have another caller.
Only just to say that how much I do continue to honor you, Dr. Stan, as do so many others. Thank you so much for what you're doing. And I'm not discouraged at all. I am so encouraged by the calls like that you had just previous to mine and so forth. And I'm just grieving this morning about the children. That's all. I'm just grieving about
Thanks
the children.
So much,
I'm not discouraged. Thank you.
Who else is calling in? Who's calling in? Yeah, go ahead. Who's calling in?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, my name is David.
Hi, David. Where are you calling from?
Missouri.
Okay. Well, you must be listening on the Internet. Good to have you with us.
Yes, I am, sir. I really enjoy your show. I've got a question about a Berkey water filter. Could you answer that on air for me?
Sure.
Okay. I'm planning on buying one, and I'm not sure, you know, whether the big Berkey with the ceramic filter that you can, I guess, boil out and reuse, or going with a Berkey light where you buy the filters. What's your opinion on those?
Well, first of all, are you trying to get the fluoride out of your water? Do you have fluoridated water?
Yes.
All right, then get the Berkey light. Why? Well, because it's only got two filters in it, and the Berkey, you have to get special PF2 filters. That's post filters to PF2 because there's only two of them there, and they... it'll cost you, they cost about $59. They have to be changed every 6 months. So you're better off to get the Berkey light with the two filters on it, and because they'll last you for a couple of years. The big black Berkey filters will last for a couple of years. But you have to change the lower filters every 6 months, you know, if there's several people in the family. So get the Berkey light with the PF2 filters. Do a good job for you.
Okay, PF2 filters.
PF2 filters, get the Berkey light with the PF2 filters.
Okay, I sure do appreciate it, and I love
God
the
bless.
Information you provided, sir.
Well, thank you so much. And who else do we have on the line?
Hello?
Yes, can we help you?
Yeah, this is Charles, calling from Denver.
Charles, good. What would you like to say?
Well, I just wanted to let people know in the Denver area that on Friday from 4... I'm not sure the exact address, but it's in downtown Denver. There's going to be a protest outside the Federal Reserve Building, and I would just encourage anyone listening to try and get down there. I'm going to be there with a bunch of people, and the more, the merrier.
Okay, 4 on Friday. God bless.
Yes,
Thanks
sir. Thank
so much
you.
For calling, and we'll be right back.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jacob. Kirkland, vice president for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and always enjoy the Open Line program. Remember that demonstration in front of the Federal Reserve Bank on Friday at 4 o'clock? And of course, this is how you get people to understand. We have a privately owned central bank that runs our economy, and they tell the president what to do. In fact, if you go to my website and just type in, or you just go down to your search engine and type in Radio Liberty and then Robert Reich, R-E-I-C-H. He was a former Secretary of Labor, Rhodes Scholar, closely affiliated with the CFR and the Invisible Government. And you can actually get his exact quotation where he talks about how the President and Congress are irrelevant. The Federal Reserve runs our country. And you can get the quotation at my website. Just type your search engine, Radio Liberty, Robert Reich, Congress irrelevant. Those words should bring up the article. And it's amazing what the way this search engine works. This is how I can find my newsletters that talk about specific things. Go to our website, radioliberty.com. A lot of great information there. And then, of course, if you want to understand how it works, you need to get Ed Griffin's book, Creature from Jekyll Island, my pamphlets on the history of money. They're only $3.95 each plus shipping. The history of money, the prophetic warning, that's a summary of Andrew Jackson's 1837 speech as he left the presidency. But prophetic warning, and lastly, the financial meltdown. We carry the book, certainly, The Coming Battle, written in 1899 by Mr. Walter, an attorney who said, you know, the banks are eventually going to take control of our government. Ladies and gentlemen, they have. They have taken control of our government. Certainly, we carry a speech by Louis McFadden, chairman of the House our banking committee, and you can get that simply type in Chair Louis McFadden or Radio Liberty in your search engine, pull that one up. And we simply reduplicate a speech he gave before Congress talking about how the Council on the Federal Reserve ran our economy. He was the chairman of the House Banking Committee in 1934-35. His only mistake was he really felt this was a Jewish conspiracy, which is not. It is a satanic conspiracy, but the rest of his speech is right on. Of course, they ended up killing him, as they killed Hale Boggs, who was on the Warren Commission, who never felt that Lee Harvey Oswald killed the president, and he had a plane flight. He was on there with actually the father of one of our frequent guests, a young man who wrote a book called Angels Don't Play This Harp, Nick Begich. And the plane went down. The FBI knew where they were and left them to die. Congressman Hale Boggs, look it up. You'll find this information up on the Internet. Congressman Larry McDonald, his plane went down, a Korean flight 007. He survived, was taken to prison. My friend Bob Fletcher talked to a man who was in prison with Congressman Larry McDonald. Look it up. The information's up there on the website. When they found his plane, there were no bodies on it. No luggage on the plane. It was in 60 feet of water. Would they do this sort of thing? Sure, we're up against organized evil. Well, we need your help. We do have an opportunity to get on another network. It costs me $400 a month. If you could contribute, love to hear from you. My number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood.